gotta glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Shyampa.
Ooh. Oh boy.
It's been a long time.
It's only been like 2 weeks.
I know, but it feels like it's been forever.
I know, and I had some plague thing that like hung out forever, so it did feel like forever. So, why don't we go ahead and cue Betty there?
Hey, Betty here. Woohoo. Boom chakalaka. Today is Happy Internet Online Friend Day. My M. Y. 101011101101101101101 circuits are activating the robot on board. In heat. Bitch mode. Stand by. You're gonna get taken for a ride. Huddy. Ho. Ha ha.
Wow. Hey everyone, it's Anthony in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hello, all you good people. I am your lovable Shyampa radio star, Betty. And you know what? I have my own Facebook page. Search for Betty Wisdom. And now, my butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of episode 77, Where is My Chicken? For Monday, February 13, 2017. Hey Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Oh, thank you, Betty.
Boom chakalaka. You got that right, Anthony. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
I got your boom chakalaka. I also got your weather. There's a high incident of Tom fuckery going on in the sickness department.
Uh-oh.
Everybody is sick, and it's the same damn thing. It's some sinus infection thing that's been going around the Tampa area. And it's horrible.
You know, it's horrible, yes.
It is absolutely horrible. So, and I was down with it myself. So, all right. So, now that I've recuperated, we can now do the weather. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening to us live, it is not currently lightly cloudy. With a temperature of 72 degrees Fahrenheit, 22 degrees Celsius for you Canadian snowbirds, a humidity of 79%. It's a little soggy out there.
Ooh,
it's
yes.
Very soggy out there. All right, so the dew point is 65 and visibility is 10 miles. Monday night, patchy fog after 4 in the morning. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Then tomorrow, on Tuesday, we'll have patchy fog before 9 in the morning, so be careful on that weekday rush hour. Betty will guide you through and percolate you. And then it will be partly sunny with a high near 76, and then partly cloudy with a low around 64 overnight. Let's see. where was I? Okay, so Wednesday we had a 40% chance of afternoon thunderstorms. But the rest of the day is going to be partly sunny with a high near 76, then mostly cloudy with a low around 60 and a 20% chance of showers. And then Thursday, sunny. Where am I going? I think my battery's going dead in my mouse because my cursor's going everywhere. Let me just do Thursday and I'll hand it over to you, Joan. Hopefully reset my mouse. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 67, then mostly clear with low around 52 overnight. And that is your Chiampa Tampa Bay weather. How is the weather in Chicago, Jose?
Hey, Antonio, thanks for asking. And now for your Chiampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Well, unless you're listening live, it's overcast at 44 degrees or 7 for you Celsius types, with a humidity factor of 33% inside the studios and 38% outside. The wind is out of the southwest at 17 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility, crazy, it's at 10 miles. The dew point is at 20 degrees, which gives us a wind chill factor of 36. Now, Monday night, we'll see mostly clear with a low around 32. Southwest winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20, so it's going to be breezy. Hold on to your britches. Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny conditions with a high near 45. Breezy with a west wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. And Wednesday, you will be partly sunny with a high near 32. Northwest winds around 15 with gusts as high as 25. The rest of the week, yes.
Ooh,
the rest
I just
of the week, we
should
see sunny days. Oh, no. That wind really twisted you around.
Yeah, I shouldn't spin around in the chair.
The rest of the week, we should see sunny days with mild temperatures in the upper 50s. Looks like winter, or whatever it was we had, is hightailing it out of here. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Hey, we want to hear from you. Give us a call now at the studios at 813-327-8566. Betty will get you in the queue and we'll get you queued up. We're okay with anonymous, but if you have another podcast show or if you're a musician, if you want to get some really awesome airtime, we're here for you. And wow, back to you, Betty.
And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
Oh, shit.
We're like running really early. What did we forget? Did you forget your plugs?
Yeah, let me load up the plug.
Why don't you get the plug card going there?
Here we go.
Hey, buddy here. Joe and Anthony want me to let you know we really appreciate carrying the following on Chiampa Radio. The World Labor Hour on WRFU. CPR News hosted by Don DeBar. Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio out of Somerville, Massachusetts. Radio Thrift Shop from WGCS out of New London, New Hampshire. And, finally, all background tracks used in this show are from Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. Support local and support independence. We appreciate your support, Chiampa Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
Wow, there's a lot to talk about.
Wow, there is. And you know what? That's good, because we're actually running ahead on time here. I mean, we're not even supposed to start the plugs for another 15 seconds.
Oh, Jesus.
So we're a little ahead of time here. Yeah,
I've got that plugs timer.
45 seconds, but that's good. We're good. We gave ourselves an extra 45 seconds. So why don't you start with your plugs? Your stuff.
We got one of our very first ever hot tips, and let me tell you, folks, this thing had a hot tip. Yes, there was a very hot. We'll just say he was an ethnic man. Yes, for some reason he decided that he needed to be naked. Maybe it was really hot.
Where was this at?
This may be. The tipster was wondering if this is Ezel after he crashed at the studios.
I don't think so. I'm not aware of. No, I don't necessarily think so. I don't know. I didn't see Ezel walking around naked. And that's okay. That was one of the instructions for him not to do when he was in the studio, was to walk around naked. I gave him $40. I gave him $40 and sent him to the Dollar General down the street, where everything's generally a dollar. Then he got some new clothes he could wear.
So, well, but thank you, Tipster, for that awesome tip.
Yeah.
You can send us tips, by the way, by sending us an email.
What was the tip? Is it just this naked man was wandering the street somewhere? Is that the tip?
Yes.
We don't know where, though.
Yes, that was the tip.
And we don't know where this naked man is wandering.
We don't care.
We don't care. There's just a naked man wandering around the street. There we go. There's our LGBT tag. Fantastic.
Send us your tips to playus at shyampa.info. Playus at shyampa.info. So, okay. Chicago.
What's up with Chicago?
Crazily mild.
Really?
Yes.
It's...
So we're talking, like, when we're supposed to be in the teens, we're in the 30s.
It's global warming. It's global warming. It's happening. It's gonna happen. The ice cubes are gonna melt. We're all gonna fry like bacon.
We're gonna be frying like French fries.
Probably.
So, your weather is always mild. So,
I mean my weather is It's generally cooler here this time of year. I mean, February shouldn't be as warm as it is for us. Although we have had several, cold snaps. So it's not as severe for us here. So
okay.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
So that's fine. So did you hear about low power FM stations got hacked?
No. Well, I kinda. You said something. You asked me the other day, last week, before the plague hit me. You said, "Did you hear that low powered FM stations got hacked?" And I said, "That's interesting." And then I was running a 102 degree fever, and I didn't care about anything.
You got hacked.
So what happened? So tell us what happened.
Well, apparently there was a vulnerability in a certain manufacturer of low power FM radio transmitters.
Oopsie poopsie.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
Basically, what it caused is, I guess, a certain anti-Trump song to be played at a certain time by all of these LP stations. Yeah.
There you go. That's hilarious. We do not condone hacking, but that's hilarious. That is absolutely hilarious. Yes.
So, it can happen. Hacking just doesn't end the internet.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But now, speaking of things that are hacked, this is an amazing fact that I discovered somewhere on the internet, because the internet is huge, right? You can Google everything.
Huge. You can Google your butthole, and you can probably find it.
Oh, God.
What is the difference between my ass and a hole in the ground? Should we do a Google search?
Please.
We have
Let's
some
Google
more
search
time.
It.
Okay, hold on. I gotta find the Google search cart. Relax. Hold on. All right, hold on. Where the hell you are? Okay, wait. There we go. I dust that bitch off. Okay.
So Google, we're doing a Google search.
What is the difference between my ass and a hole in the ground?
What is the difference between my ass and a hole
in the ground? And people, if you want to join in, 813-327-8566. 813-327-8566. Or play us at shyampa.info. One of us has our email open.
There's quite a few
answers to that. Well, what are a few answers? What are some of the answers, Joe? Enlighten us.
Well, you have to kind of filter it now because a lot of it's political.
Oh. Okay.
Seriously, it's like the first few answers are political.
Oh goodness.
And then, of course, you have the Urban Dictionary, trying to define what this means. It's like, wow, I just want an answer to the question, right?
That doesn't exist anymore. That does not exist
anymore. No, you just want an answer to the question.
Just want an answer
now,
to the
question.
Now, of
course, then it diverges. You get Alan Jackson asshole song lyrics.
Okay. That's friggin' awesome. That is friggin' awesome. All right.
So, did you know that the Super Bowl really only has 12 minutes of gameplay for a 3.5-hour
Does it
production?
Really? Wow.
Yes. That's crazy. And last up for my tips, it's time for Two for Monday. And our hashtags this week for Monday are 21 Pilots, because in the Grammys, they took off their pants and they got their Grammys in their underwear.
Grammys in your underwear.
Today is World Radio Day.
Yay, World Radio Day. Go World Radio Day.
Yes. So we're Radio 2, so I think we participate in this.
Yeah, we're like Radio Light. Radio Light.
Well, we do run a 24-hour internet radio station.
We do. Yes, we've done some awesome schedule changes that I'm surprised we haven't even talked about yet. and we may do that depending on where I go in my talking points, because my talking points are basically just rants. Anyway, please. So, yes, World Radio Day. Happy World Radio. Hashtag World Radio Day.
Yes.
.com.net. All right.
.info.
All right. So, is it my turn?
It is your turn.
It is my turn. Okay. So, you may have noticed, if you've been listening, that you may have heard some ads crop up from time to time. We would like to try to pay our bills from time to time.
Yes.
We're not selling anything. We just want to be able to pay our streaming bill without
internet
having to work
expensive.
Too much. Yes, this shit's not cheap. It's an expensive hobby. So really that's
we have
kind
to run
of,
extra
exactly.
air conditioning for Betty and Roger.
Right. So exactly. So we're not making oodles of money on this. We're it's probably costing us more to do it than what we'll actually probably get at the end of the day. But so don't be alarmed. We're still your non-corporatist.
I am so stressed out.
Limited liability internet radio station. That's really kind of community, but filing for nonprofits really fucking expensive. And we ain't got the time or the money for that. So, no. All right. So, that's that. 76-year-old newlywed shoots his wife after a big pink thing that's a chip skipper goes over the middle of the headline after our argument over sleeping arrangements. Gentleman Donald shot his wife following an argument. They've been married since August and they have yet to fuck. He never intended to shoot his wife. He just wanted to scare her by shooting the mattress. Honey, if your wife is 76 as well, shooting her, even scaring her, might be killing her. He has been charged with aggravated battery. I had the plague. It sucks. Fuck you, IRS. I owe money to the IRS. Fuck you.
That sucks.
Fuck you.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know, right? I can't get a break. I barely make a lot as it is. And then you want to take more. I swear. I don't know. I don't understand. It's crazy.
So you're going to increase your deductions this year?
I'm going to have to. I mean, I guess I'd rather them not, like, I'd like big refunds, but I'd rather not get a big refund. I don't know. Unless they just are taking
Something
out less
changed.
Per paycheck. Either they're taking less per paycheck out, or the tax rate has gone, the net effective tax rate has gone up. That's the only reason why you pay more in taxes. Because, you know, I have a handful of deductions that a lot of Americans use, like, you know, college education and mortgage deductions and stuff like that, and it doesn't really do anything. It actually, I had to take the standardized deduction over my itemized because I had a bigger deduction with the standard, so it was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, mortgage rates are insanely, incredibly crazy low, which doesn't give you much interest per year. So I get that. That's part of the problem. But so, you know, what can I say? So anywho. So, I got the plague. Fuck you, the IRS. Mudslides in California. Here comes the rain. Here comes the apocalypse. Mudslides in California.
Well, and the dam. The dams.
And the dams are breaking in California. Dam, yeah, so watch out, California. You're about ready to be flooded.
The world is going to flood.
The world is going to flood. Animals are going to explode.
The Russians
are going to get us, and the one that's going to tell us all about it
And now it's going to be Joe.
Well, hey everybody, it's Joe with your Chicago and nationwide and craziest news stories of all time.
All time.
Like, really? Are you kidding me? You know, we were talking about this before the show. This is just a lack of couth. So, get this. And this is from our friend Ben Hooper at www.upi.com. You know, he just keeps these stories rolling, I tell you. The manager of a California restaurant, this is January 23rd, where a customer's receipt revealed, and you know, you would never expect this in the million years, but it revealed a $30.95 discount with the title of Seen Rat.
There you go.
And said his staff acted appropriately. There a post circulated on a Folsom area Facebook groups during the weekend. It was written by a woman who said she was sharing the story on behalf of a woman who doesn't use Facebook. The post said the woman spotted a rat running around near her feet at Fats Asian Bistro and notified the staff.
Oh my.
The woman believed she would be speaking to a manager, but instead was handed a receipt by her server with the $30.95 knocked off the bill for Seen Rat.
There you go.
Kevin Fatt, yes, a chief operating officer of Fatt's Restaurant Group, said the incident was highly unusual, as was the note on the receipt. Yes, that is a once-in-a-lifetime note. That is not something you expect to see. The manager put it in verbatim what the customer saw or stated, and that's not normal practice.
No, it's not.
Fatt told KTXL-TV. In our 14 years in Folsom, we have not experienced something like this before. Fatt said the restaurant manager was attempting to do right by the customer. That's something that the manager at the time thought was appropriate. It's a learning lesson, Fatt said.
No,
he said the
no
staff...
shit.
Yeah. You know, that's a painful lesson because it's been publicized and now Shyampa Radio is reporting it. He said the eateries...
And if we're reporting it, then everyone else has heard it already.
So... The Sacramento County Environmental Management Department sent a health inspector who also didn't find any signs of infestation. For example, there were no droppings, there were no live or dead bodies, no nesting, no nod or food packages.
See.
I think the customer had her own personal rat.
They had a special on pork fried rice, though.
Maybe it was one of those little cute pigs.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But anyways, you know, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Fatt said the company is taking the incident seriously and is attempting to contact the customer who had the experience. You know, I think you should just kind of like go with the fact that your place is clean.
Yeah.
And now just PR it to death.
Yeah.
Hey, come eat at the Seen Rat restaurant.
Exactly. Make it like a tourist attraction kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, I hope it was extra soft. We'll ship that extra soft toilet paper.
Ooh.
So... From our friends at UPI, Ben Hooper, a burglar at a Texas tire store has been branded the toilet paper bandit after cameras recorded him stealing cash and a four-pack of bathroom tissue.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Surveillance cameras at Chris Tires in Lubbock were recording Saturday night when a man broke into the store through the back door and made his way to the cash register where he stole more than $100 in cash.
Hmm.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Wow.
The man is seen going to a different area of the store where he grabs a four-pack of toilet paper.
Oh, my.
Maybe they wanted to get a clean getaway.
That's quite the clean getaway.
Right. Clean butt cheeks. But Wendy Houston joked to Everything Lubbock. She said the man in the video was dubbed the toilet paper bandit by her employees. They stole the toilet paper, which we're making fun of, which in all reality is sad. I mean, because, you know, what if they really needed it?
Well, I don't think people not need toilet paper.
Everybody needs toilet paper. Toilet paper should be a fundamental human right.
Toilet paper for all. The toilet paper socialist society.
The damage they did to my door for a little bit of money left in the register and toilet paper is just not right.
Exactly. That's why every household must get a mandatory one roll of toilet paper a week from the U.S. federal government.
And place it in a container which can be easily accessed by a burglar in need.
Exactly. And we just, you know what? No, no. We'll just put toilet paper dispensers all up and down the street. Toilet paper is useful for a lot of things.
We need. What I liked in San Francisco, for instance, is that they had public toilets.
Yeah, those are kind of scary sometimes. That's kind of scary. The homeless people fucking those things all the time. Seriously, did you go past them at night? The homeless people are all fucking in them. It's kind of disgusting sometimes. At least it was last time I was in San Francisco. It was like that.
If you have any experiences like this, give us a call at the studio.
Yes, are the homeless people still fucking in the public bathroom? I'm sorry, go again. 813-327-8566.
Yes. So, security.
Are you checking people's security?
I'll tell you something. I like four-digit numbers.
You like
but
four-digit
one
numbers.
One number I won't ever use is 3829.
Why not?
Do you ask? Because Betty likes to make mention of Chip Skipper's user account. But anyways, you know.
I see.
Yeah. So I guess Android phone lock patterns are easy for criminals to crack, warn researchers. Teens can use finger tracking software to work out how to unlock your handset. Researchers are warning Android users of turning off the protection on their smartphones with a lock pattern, having found that the majority of them can be cracked within 5 attempts. The security measure lets a user unlock their handset by tracing a particular pattern across a grid of dots with their finger, and is available as an alternative to a PIN or password. Users are allowed 5 attempts to get the pattern right before the device detects something suspicious and locks itself. However, researchers from Lancaster University, the University of Bath, and Northwestern University in China, of course, China. It's going to be blame China. Blame China. Soon enough.
No Russia yet? Where's Russia?
You know, they're surprisingly out of these stories, which I'm shocked, but anyways, in China, they claim to have cracked 95% of 120 unique lock patterns in less than 5 attempts. Just by using video recordings and computer vision algorithm software. See, like all the things that they used to do on Knight Rider?
I see.
Where Kit would, like, zoom his video camera in on the pin pad.
I see. Yeah, right. Yes. Uh-huh.
So instead, they only need to sit within 2.5 meters of you and discreetly film your handset as you unlock it.
Huh.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can look at somebody doing this. They can feed the footage to finger movement tracking software, which would quickly produce a small set of possible patterns. So, you know, you get this and you get a robber or somebody, you know, coming up and snatching it on you, and they have a chance to unlock it.
Well, couldn't they use the finger tracking software to do the numeric pin too?
No, because the numeric pin is all stars. Although, you're right in terms of...
If they're tracking the movement of the finger, then I imagine they'd be able to get the pin code. I guess it depends on how it tracks it and what it's exactly tracking. So, yes. But I can see a flaw in this. But, I mean, pin codes aren't 100% safe either. I mean, it is what it is.
This is true. Yeah.
Please continue.
As well as locking their devices, they say people tend to use complex patterns for important financial transactions such as online banking and shopping because they believe it is a secure system. However, our findings suggest that using pattern lock to protect sensitive information could actually be very risky. Completely covering up your hand as you trace your lock pattern can make things tougher for thieves, but switching to a PIN or a passcode is a better way to protect yourself. So
that's very true.
Yeah. And that's it from the Chip Skipper Featured Stories Archives.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Anthony. Thanks, Joe. That's friggin' awesome. I'm kind of excited about all this, you know, all this interesting, exciting things you talk about. Especially how to protect our technology in today's world of criminals. So anyway, do you want to be part of this unique on-air spelled with an E, smells like a W, outer looped, where in the world is Carbon San Diego, universally shunned, GMO-packed, kid-unfriendly streaming experience? Visit chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. There's a card here somewhere. There we go. Commercial break. There we go. All right. I think this is it.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro-mercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Chiampa Radio. Flashbacks.
Set your course. There's a world out there just waiting in the sky and on the sea.
Baby,
it's pride in history.
Baby,
seeing all there is to see. Knowing that they're helping to keep us strong and free.
It's not just a job, it's adventure.
Darn, my sink trap's clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs, too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's crazy Florida news is next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday. And, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Tortellini Day and National Clean Out Your Computer Day. Yeah, user chip 3829 needs a thorough degassing and complete porn sanitation event on top of a much-needed complete data crystal 9 wipe. But who am I? I know who I am. I am Betty, and I say go grab your balls, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. Thank you, thank
you,
Betty.
Does Betty have something to say?
I don't know, does she?
You got it, Anthony.
There we go.
Go stuff yourself, you too, Joe. Hey, Joe, why did I have to sound so hurt?
She has a lot to say now, apparently. What are you keeping her from saying? What was she going to say, Joe? What was Betty?
You got it, Anthony. Now go stuff yourself. You too, Joe. Hey, Joe, why did I have to sound so hurried up? Don't answer that. Oh. I'll just exercise clause AF contract B and shake up Roger a little bit. Geez. Ha, ha, ha. I'll make him shit all over your studio and the cat scratch your doors down from the restriction into the studio.
Oh, wow.
Although if
She's
I did that, something bad to me might happen, so never mind. Carry on. I've said too much.
Yeah, I think you have. All right, Betty. I think you need to go sit in the corner for a while.
Hey, I just want to quickly do a quick shout out to Bill, the last plug, and you guys did a wonderful job, and with Buddy and her union and the whole
Guys with the World Labor Hour over at Urbana,
Champaign Urbana, WRFU.
I always get the letters all jumbled up, but that's what happens when you're on a different plane
database
of existence. When you're accessing the database, everything gets jumbled up sometimes. That's just kind of what happens. Joe just rolled away in his chair, went under the desk. I'm hearing a whole bunch of crazy noises, Windows devices being recognized, USB devices being unplugged. Something happened.
The toaster just got recognized. There we go.
Jesus, what are you doing over there? All right.
With your news.
It's time for your Florida news. Our first crazy Florida news story of the night comes from WFTS Tampa Bay ABC Action News and gives a compelling reason to start doing a background check before dating anybody. Jessica, 24, was approached by her ex-boyfriend at Pasco Hernando State College and told him that she wanted to talk about an incident in her past. Her ex-boyfriend said that he did not want to talk to her and he left on his motorcycle. According to reports, Jessica decided to follow her ex-boyfriend to the gate of his subdivision. But he didn't want that crazy bitch coming to his house, so he turned around and drove through the Lakewood Plaza. Jessica followed him through the Regency Oaks subdivision at high speeds between 50 and 70 miles an hour in the neighborhood. Yes, she was driving like a crazy one. Jessica made a U-turn, yelled at the victim, and accelerated towards him as he was still on his motorcycle. Jessica struck the victim's motorcycle, causing it to fall over onto his leg. Jessica was arrested.
Bing, ding, ow.
Bing, ding, ow. Bing, ding, ow. Jessica was arrested for driving while ignorant, and she admitted to the offense and told deputies she was determined to get him to listen. Yeah, that's one crazy bitch right there. Jessica told the Jessica and the victim dated for 1 month a few months ago. The couple never lived together, and they do not have any children. Jessica was arrested and charged with aggravated battery, stalking, and driving while ignorant. Right? How about that? Ain't that some crazy stuff? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Do you recognize this background music?
Yes!
What? Hill. What? You are very correct. You are very correct. It is Benny Hill, everybody. If you don't know what Benny Hill is, you should YouTube it right now. No. YouTube it when you finish listening to us. Or you can open it in a new tab in YouTube and then continue listening to us. And then when you close us, you'll see the new tab in YouTube. Either which way, keep listening and look for it on YouTube. The Naples Daily News brings us our next crazy Florida news story of the night, which involves a naked chase, hence the theme song from Benny Hill, which is actually called Yakety Sax and was written by James Q. Spider Rich and Boots Randolph. Wait, yeah. There we go. All right. So, here we go. A resident in the Golden Gates Estate was taking out his garbage when he heard a noise coming from the bushes. He went to investigate the rustling noises. A very bald and very naked man jumped out of the bushes. Ooh, a hot damn. Ooh. There we go, LGBT moment. The police were contacted and our naked bald man took off for the hills. When deputies arrived, they saw George climbing up on top of a building on Collier Boulevard wearing nothing but a pair of sneakers. Deputies said George ran from one side of the building to the other in a disoriented and agitated state and tried to continue climbing up to a secondary roof. After a bunch of Benny Hill type of tomfuckery, George was apprehended and arrested. Hold on. Please roll.
Uh-oh.
I am so stressed out.
I need a break from that one.
Ooh.
All right. So we got the police. He was apprehended and arrested. George said that he arrived at one of the Pelican Larry's restaurant bars about 5 in the afternoon and drank only a Jack Daniel and a beer. Yet he doesn't remember anything after that. George has an active warrant for alleged battery. Exactly. Alleged battery in Palm Beach County. And now faces 3 felony charges. Of trespassing in a construction zone, criminal mischief exceeding $1,000, and burglary of a structure causing damage over $1,000.
Looks like he was arrested, 3 times in 2009?
Yep, that's what it's looking like. That's exactly what it looks like. So, he has been arrested 3 times, as you said, since 2009. And face charges ranging from battery to marijuana possession, according to records. He remains in the Naples Jail Center on Wednesday evening with a bail set at $25,000.
So wait, it's not a centre, it's an actual center.
The center. It's the Naples Jail Center.
No.
It's, okay. Yeah, it's like a centra, but a center. Think of it like a bus station for prison people.
A bus station
for wayward prison people. How's that sound? If you want to join in on our discussion about prison and wayward people and people, whatever the hell else you want to talk about, beekeeping or what have you, you can call us 813-327-8566. All right.
Call from wide and far.
Wide and far.
You are.
Wide and far, anywhere you are. All right. Here's the next one. All right. Our final story comes from USA Today and tells us about a man with a wife, an itch, and a congregation. According to a Tallahassee police report, officers went to Sienna Square Apartments in the middle of the afternoon after a woman called to report that her husband was very angry and had a handgun after he encountered his wife having sex with Pastor O. Jermaine Simmons in his daughter's bedroom. Simmons is a well-known pastor in Tallahassee. The husband came home early after the school called him to pick up his sick son. The school had tried unsuccessfully to reach the wife. I wonder why. Simmons was forced to flee naked after the husband threatened Simmons a fast-track ticket to meet his maker. According to the wife, Simmons came over to discuss starting a business and providing less fortunate kids with clothes and shoes, but they ended up fucking instead. The woman told police that she and Simmons began establishing a relationship since last October. Simmons, who is married and has a son, is well known in Florida's capital city for addressing the physical and spiritual needs of college students and the downtrodden. He established a cold night shelter and organizes the annual back to school bash, which collects and distributes backpacks and other school supplies for hundreds of Tallahassee children. Well, good thing. Bad thing, good thing. Simmons was scheduled to hold a signing of his first book, I Need a Man, which offers a fresh perspective on the issues of godly manhood and mentoring. However, however, that just did not happen. He said, I'm hurting because I've hurt you. It hurts me that you have to defend my actions. You cannot defend sin. Simmons told his congregation a sermon. In response, the hoople-headed congregation stood and applauded him for several minutes. Yes. And
you know, yes, we need sin.
We need sin.
Sin is important.
Sin is very important. Yes, we like sin. We like it. I enjoy it. And I also enjoy when we're done with the crazy Florida news.
Ooh.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know you could be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or about that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
This or that.
Stress.
This or that.
Stress.
This or that.
I hate stress. Stress is, stress. You know, stress. I don't care what side you're on. If you're on the, if you're on the Democrat leaning Hillary side, or if you're on the Trump crazy side, or if you're in the middle neutral.
Or if you're stressful. On the upside, or the downside, or the inside, or the outside,
inside, or, the outside
or the upside or down pineapple side. Cake, which is delicious, by the way.
Ooh.
right? Stress. Stress is
so
everywhere.
Cinnamon rolls.
Like this popcorn waiting.
But that's what happens. You get stressed out, you eat. And, you know, I'm sorry, I could do all the walking I want, but right now my legs and my knees hurt. I don't walk as much as I used to.
No, you don't. That's kind of... That's
no.
That, yeah.
Well, part of the reason is this crazy city I live in where there's crime right outside my window.
So is your neighborhood getting kind of bad?
Well, it's starting... There's an uptick in crime in the downtown and West Loop areas.
Wow,
there's
okay.
huge upticks in certain types of crime in Lakeview and Roscoe Village,
wow.
North Center. So, yeah, it's, I don't know. It all boils down to I have a midlife crisis.
Ooh,
I need a hot, horny Russian dude for stress relief.
Wow. Look at that. We get three triangle dings tonight. Damn. Okay. Has to be a hot, horny Russian dude, huh?
Yes.
Okay. We got a call.
Usually it's...
We got a call coming in.
Chickens!
You guys say chickens. All right, hold on, caller. Hold on, caller. All right, caller, you are on the air.
What are we talking about?
Well, Joe's talking about having a midlife crisis and wanting hot, horny Russian dudes for stress
Russian
relief.
Russian dude.
That's what
for
I
stress
thought
relief.
You were saying, but, you know, all I heard was whining about his knees and his feet and the traffic and the pedestrians.
And the crime. Don't forget the crime. He was talking about the
oh,
crime,
yeah, the
too.
Crime. The crime there. Too close to Wicker Park in the Loop area.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hello there, caller.
Hi, caller.
Hello there.
How
How's
are you this
the weather
evening?
In Chicago?
It's quite nice, actually. It's not bad at all.
It's foggy in the Chicago
and how about
studio.
Florida?
It's foggy in the Florida studios too, but it's quite nice. I think it's like 70 something, 72. It's oh, I'm sorry. It's 67. We're having a cold front.
Uh-oh.
We're looking at. Wow.
Oh, you better
We're
watch
looking at
them
upper
waves.
50s.
Yeah, right. Watch out.
You had the upper 50s today there, Mr. Joseph?
Yes, upper 50s today, and we're looking for a little bit chilly during the week, but we're going to get back up to the upper 50s in the weekend.
And where are you calling from, caller?
A little north of there.
Okay.
quite north of you.
Well, I am sure a lot is north of me. Anything
everything
south of me speaks Spanish. Yeah, everything
right
south
on,
of me does
right
not
on
speak English. So if you're speaking English, you're north of me. Unless you're
right
in,
on,
you know, Montreal or Quebec, then you'd be screaming at me in French.
So, oui, caller, have you had any significant snow events?
No,
in
and it's real
woods
fucking shitty, too. I'm sorry, can I swear on your radio?
Yeah, sure, I don't give a fuck.
It's real fucking shitty, man, no fucking snow. Who the hell has 55-degree fucking weather in February?
It's global warming, I tell you.
You
it's
know
like global warming. It's all the cow. It's all the cow farts. All the cow farts have created this
mess. I blame it on Mayor Daley.
Global. Which one? The old one or the young one? The dead one?
Both of them.
Well, that's both decades. You're talking about decades with, I think, one decade missing there somewhere, which what it was.
I also blame Reagan, too.
Your decade is missing. You better go find it.
Go find the decade.
Or send that Skipper Chippy guy out.
To go collect the story.
Does Chipper Skippy have to do a Google search for his decade?
He could go find
I lost
decade
my decade.
I think he lost it on the blue line.
Yeah, possibly. That
no,
happens sometimes.
I lost it at the donut shop.
Who donuts? I like donuts. I do not have
Steve
any donuts.
You just
donut
like
shop
the holes in the donut champa.
No, no. No, I like to eat those big, sugary, yummy, delicious donuts. And there's apparently a delicious donut place down the street, and I didn't. I still haven't gotten any, and I need to soon.
Well, I need to visit this place when I come out.
We have to get up early. You have to like get there at like 5, 6 in the morning. That's the reason why
done
the donuts have never happened.
Done. I'm up early
do
for donuts. Don't yes.
No, they run out. They usually run out by like 8 o'clock in the morning.
And don't they fry more?
No, no. I guess they make a certain amount, and that's it. And what you get is what you got. That's all. And then
wow,
yeah. And they've been there forever too. They've been there forever. I don't know the name of it.
When are you traveling north?
I'm not sure. If I make it up north, it's going to be during the fall time. It definitely would have to be during the fall. Kind of, you know, change of scenery. Brown, colorful red and orange trees. Because I don't get that down here. I'm kind of having
stay at the Holiday Inn downtown.
Probably the Holiday Inn in Blue Island, but I think that's
suites
what's in our budget.
Isn't that a crack hotel now?
I think it's always been a crack hotel, but it's cheap and you get a 4-hour nap rate.
Wow.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
How'd that pasta turn out?
How did the what turn out? Oh, the pasta?
Your pasta. Your pasta.
Oh, my God.
Your pasta.
And your tomato. What'd you do with that one tomato?
Yeah.
I diced that up, and then I took the pesto, and I mixed all that together. And then I heated that up for a little bit in the microwave.
Sweet.
Oh, you didn't even
and
cook
once
it stovetop.
He's
no,
a he's a busy working woman. He needs all the help he can get. That's number 4 for the tag.
Right on.
So once the pasta was done, then that mixture went on top, mixed it through, and voila. It was delicious.
Yeah, I had some angel hair pasta myself, but my gravy, I made mine. It was 3 days in the making, not just a cut-up tomato in the microwave. Remember? Remember how that crazy-ass family makes that pasta gravy?
Pasta gravy. And how does that crazy family make that pasta gravy?
Goes on for
and
days.
And who is this pasta gravy? Or who is this pasta family?
Days.
You got that crazy-ass family that you were born into.
Uh-oh.
And you have no choice but to have their name.
No, that's true. But, and caller, as much as we enjoy having you, we do have to let you go. Because the ugly lights are coming on, and you don't want to look into the studio when the lights come on. Trust me. So
I always call late, huh?
You do.
You just cut me off and you don't want to talk.
No, we run from 8 to 9. We run 8 to 9. 8 to 9 Eastern. 7 to 8 your time, yeah. 7 to 8 your time.
7 to 8. 7 to 8 Central. When I get home from work. I know.
Are you working next Monday? Are you working next Monday?
I work every Monday, yeah.
It's President's Day.
It don't matter. I'm a gas station attendant.
Okay. Well, why don't you put us on your phone? We have low band.
Rosie Ripper. Yeah. I don't have one of them fancy phones. Hello, don't you know nothing, Joe? Don't you talk about this crazy lady?
We need the GoFundMe account for crazy lady who needs smartphones so she can listen to us while she works.
Dude, I got a flip phone.
Flip phone. Wow.
Yeah, you remember that when you were 12?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's
Hey, cool. I got my first cell phone and it was a brick phone. And I was a teenager. It was a brick phone. You could kill somebody with it.
Right, yeah, I'm not suave to the technology.
The technology, well, we have to work on something.
We can figure something out.
Shantae,
that's funny. Yeah. That's funny. I've been watching that. So.
Right Make on, it guys. Work.
All right,
have a great one.
Caller,
maybe I'll
thank
book you.
You
next
Thanks
week.
For calling.
Sounds good. Have a good one, caller.
Peace out.
Bye. All right, so where are we at? Oh, we can kind of, let's see, maybe, yeah, sure, let's try it. All right, so, hey folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and let's see the stains around the studio walls, so I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening on our recast, or just supporting us in your own little special effect way.
Yes, thank you everyone for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Champ Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
All right, and don't forget, you can make your morning commute more commutable with Morning Rush Hour, hosted by our level automated personality unit, Benny. She's questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that's sure to make your coffee percolate. Traffic with toppers from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Just awesome. Gil's great. Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Wow, so much awesome programming. You won't find this stuff on mainstream. They're boring.
Boring.
Oh, and hey, be sure you tune into our 24-hour internet station, Chiamper Radio, anytime on your mobile, your tablet, your silicophone, too. Visit us at www.chiampa.info, chiampa.info. We have the most current up-to-date broadcast schedule,
yes.
And you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes.
Lots
also,
of new programming.
Make sure you follow us on facebook.com/chiampa radio and at Twitter @chiampa radio.
Sweet. And we've got, check us out. Definitely our schedule change. We've kind of moved some things around. That's been kind of the fun thing about it. So anyway, shitness. Scroll. Where to go? Okay, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at chiampa.info. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an X. I can't give you anything to remember.
Boom chakalaka, good night tea.
There
Boom
you go.
Chakalaka, good night tea.
Ooh, you go,
this
Betty.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.